Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Today I am going to share with you a personal true story, and I'm titling it Tests and Tornadoes, and you will understand why as you follow along with the story.
And Bill, in today's podcast, I know our listeners will learn how specifically God can speak to us and warn us in a dream. You know, you will receive spiritual wisdom and understanding as you listen to the many lessons this true story reveals.
You know, this is an amazing story and a lot packed in it. But, you know, as many of you know, my career was a real estate broker prior to our full-time ministry. Now, in 1977, I first worked for an independent real estate company of about 15 agents, a smaller company. Shortly after I started work for this broker, well, he shared with me and another agent named Bob a dream that he had, a dream from the Lord. Him and his wife were Christians. Now, he proceeded to tell us a dream. He said, "In this dream, I was in my office, a new office, which was not the current one. It had all glass walls on two sides. Then a storm hit the office and blew in all the glass. After the glass had been broken, a woman walked in and tried to seduce me. Secondly, shortly after this, a man approached me to offer me political power and position, but it required a donation and a compromise of ethics. Then lastly, a young man came to me with a very fair business proposition that was good for me, but that I turned him down, and I actually hurt the man financially. Now, these were three tests in my life, and that was the end of the dream." Well, he was very concerned that in the dream he had failed these tests. Well, Bob and I told him the dream was a warning and to be on guard so he didn't have to fail the tests. Well, 1 year later, he was moving the office to a new location, and all the sales agents came to work that day after moving into the new location. And here it was with two walls of all glass. Well, Bob and I looked at each other and remembered the dream that the owner broker had about a year earlier. Well, about 3 months had passed, and I was at home one day standing outside talking to my neighbor, and suddenly we heard this roar like a freight train approaching. And we wondered, what was that loud sound? We looked across the open field and saw an actual tornado approaching. It was headed straight for us. Now, it was not a large tornado like you might see in Tornado Alley, but it was still very substantial and powerful and loud. We began praying, and then I rebuked it, and I commanded it to go and to dissipate. Now, I had never heard of a teaching of doing that before as a Christian. You know, I went to a conservative church, and the pastor didn't teach about rebuking or commanding storms.
And you had to do this in the name of Jesus, right?
I rebuked it and commanded it to go in the name of Jesus. Now, all of a sudden, the tornado rose up and passed over us. As we looked up, we were viewing the bottom of the tornado. It was like someone picked it up and just carried away. We were amazed. Well, it touched down again and hit a building and blew in all the glass. Now, no one was hurt, but all the glass had been broken in this office building in Santa Ana. Well, guess what building it was? It was our new office that I worked in. Now, it was the only damage that occurred from this tornado. Now, as I recall, this was in the newspaper. Well, the next day, Bob and I, again, remembered the dream and said to each other, you know, what an accurate dream. This has actually happened. And the broker also remembered the dream, and he was astounded. Well, if the rest of the dream were to come true, then there would be three tests coming for the broker. Well, at this point, he should be on guard and not fail these tests, right? He should guard himself as the dream was a warning to him. Well, about 6 months had passed, and we noticed a young, very attractive woman come into the office and ask to see the broker. Now, no one else thought anything about it except for Bob and I. Well, it turned out he started seeing her quite often. And then it turned out that he had an affair with her. Well, there was test number one, failed, in spite of the warning. Well, about a month later, a man came to the office and had offered the broker a political position, but we found out that it was only given if a substantial donation would be given for some tainted agenda of the party. Well, he took the position and gave the donation. Well, test two, failed. Now, 5 or 6 months later, I was given an opportunity to work at a larger office with more training and where you could keep 100% of the commission. A small desk fee would be paid on a monthly basis instead of the 30% I was now paying on each transaction. This would earn me substantially more money. Well, I decided I would change offices and go. And Bob also decided to go too. Well, the last day of my employment at the smaller office, I had received a call to list a home. Well, that evening, the people wanted to see me, and I was referred to them by a friend. Now, I explained to them that I would start the next day at my new office. Well, it didn't matter to them which office I worked at as long as I would service the property, because I was highly recommended by their friend. Well, I was faced with whether to have them sign the listing tonight, that night, or wait until tomorrow and list it with my new company. If I listed it tomorrow, I would not have to split the commission as I would with my current broker. I was on a 70-30 split. He would get the 30% of the fee when it sells. If I listed it tomorrow, I get 100% and no split. So why not wait until tomorrow? Well, I thought to myself that this might be a test for me to see if I would take the listing now and just pay my broker the 30% anyway and really leave on good terms. You know, perhaps I am to leave with blessing my broker. You know, I decided to list it now and pay him the 30%, but ask him if I could take the listing with me. He would still get his 30% and have no liability. You know, I thought he would gladly agree to that, and it would show my intentions were good and honorable. You know, leave on a good note. Well, the next morning, the day I was leaving, I went to him and I told him the whole story. I asked if I could take the listing and still pay him his 30%. Well, to my surprise, he said, "No, I'm keeping the listing. I'm going to only pay you 30%, not your normal 70." Well, I was shocked. This was wrong and unethical. It was actually stealing. I explained that the people only listed it because they wanted me to be their agent, as I was highly recommended by the friends. They wanted the listing with me and not the company. He said, "No, I'm keeping the listing and I'm not giving you more than 30%. Again, I was shocked that he would be so greedy and insist on keeping the listing. So there was test three regarding being fair in a business deal. I was amazed not only because I was part of his three tests, but also because he failed to recognize all three tests of which he was warned about by God. Now, I had to now go and share this with the owners of the property, my clients, and the broker's decision to keep the listing and not let me take it to the new office. Well, they were surprised and concerned because they didn't know him and wanted me to handle the transaction. Well, we talked a bit about the integrity that the Bible teaches and the characteristics a Christian should embrace. Now, they were not Christians, and they were asking these questions as we discussed the Bible. They commented that they were refreshed with my concern for another as my broker. You know, I told them I would service them even if not paid. Somehow I would handle it. Well, I did manage to service their listing, even though my old office had the property. I did all the showings, held open houses, and reviewed all the paperwork. Well, they were happy and had told me that they were impressed with my caring about them and my broker. Well, about 10 years later, I saw them, and they wanted to tell me a story. They had gone to dinner shortly after the sale closed, and they were discussing religion with their friends. Their friends were not Christians, but we're talking about how a true Christian should keep his word and show concern for others. However, many they had met had not displayed those characteristics, especially when it came to money. Well, they shared with their friends that they had firsthand experience with a Christian who did show that kind of integrity. they ended up going to a local church that weekend, and the pastor was talking about honor, integrity, and going above and beyond as Christians. Well, they ended up committing their lives to the Lord and became Christians that weekend. They wanted me to know that because I showed those qualities, it led them on the path and helped influence their decision. You know, I was surprised and very excited with that outcome. You know, it's nice to hear sometimes what happens with those whom we have planted seeds into. You know, people do observe our actions, and we never know how it may affect them. You know, God's ways is to warn people so they can avoid tragedy. Part of the broker's test was also my test to see if I would not get greedy and then to forgive him. We all need to be quick to forgive, hold no animosity, respond with love, and move on. Now, I'm not saying to be a doormat, but we should voice truth. You know, but as Jesus said in Matthew 5:40, if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. He also said to love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you. It is not always easy, but Jesus said to do it. And he said, because that you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven.
Boy, Bill, that is a powerful story.
It really is.
You know, and some things just come to mind. You know, first of all, just want to think about what the Word of God says. And having a spiritual dream is scriptural, like Acts 2:17 and Job 33 state. And there are at least 34 spiritual dreams in the Bible.
That's right.
You know, and number two, regarding tests, we do know that our faith will be tested.
That's for sure.
All through our lives. You know, Job 7:18 states this, 1 Peter 1:17 and 1 Peter 4:12, James 1, 2 and 3 talk about our faith being tested.
That's right.
And then number three, to rebuke a storm is actually scriptural. I mean, Jesus rebuked the storm. He rebuked a fever. He spoke to the fig tree, and he told us to speak to mountains, which would be like the problems in our life. And that's mentioned in Matthew 8:14, Matthew 21:19, Mark 11:23, and Mark 4:37. And then he gave us his name and authority to do so.
That's right. You know, and as for my part, the Bible says in Proverbs 15:4-5, he that swears to his own hurt shall never be moved. You know, I gave my word I would take care of them, and I did. And by the way, I never did get paid anything.
Wow.
I never even got the 30%, you know. But, you know, here's the important thing is my actions impacted my clients, and they eventually got saved. That's what was really important in this whole story. Psalms 49:8-9 says, for a soul is far too precious to be ransomed by mere earthly wealth. There is not enough of it in all the earth to buy eternal life for just one soul to keep it out of hell. You know, Jesus died to keep people out of hell. Everybody is important to him.
That's a great scripture.
That's right.
And then what about the broker's part?
Yeah, and as far as the broker, these verses could apply. Proverbs 15:27 says, he that is greedy of gain troubles his own house. You know, and it's sad that he lived a while longer, but he died at like 52 years old. So he was still a young man.
Yeah, that is sad.
You know. But listen to this verse. James 1, verse 13 and 14 says, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. You know, I think that verse really applies. You know, and as far as being warned, God warns us. Throughout the whole Bible, God is always giving people warnings. And here's just a few verses. Jeremiah 6:10, Ezekiel 3:21, Psalms 19:11, Matthew 2:12, and Acts 10:22.
And Bill, you know, I think too, an important part of this is when God gives us a warning dream, it's an invitation to us to prayer and to seek his will and also possibly just repent. And in some area. And it may be for us to also intercede on someone else's behalf so the evil can be avoided. Or we may need to take authority over the enemy's plan and command him to cease his plans against us or our family. You know, again, if God gives you a warning dream, don't get into fear, but go to prayer as your heavenly Father loves you, and that's why he warns you.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.